What's up, XCFL? It's the Jay Bronies back, and we're keeping our theme of trying to do, talk about older players or current players before we get into the next cycle stuff, because once that train starts, there's no stopping it. So, Jared, how are we doing today?
Living the dream, man.
How about you, JMO?
I'm in pain, but I'm here. I'm happy to be here.
How'd your landscape project go?
This is awful. So we don't have dirt here. It's just like clay and rocks. So my hands are all cut up. I got like 50 fire ant bites on my hands.
Oh, man.
From digging through this. Man, I wish I just had a blowtorch and like a jackhammer. It would have made my life a lot easier.
So your next round game is like your flu game? Your hands are all taped up.
It was, dude. You know, I already played it, and I thought it was going to be weird because I have like all these like open wounds on my hands. But it went pretty well.
All right.
That was funny.
Well, we decided hopefully Legends Draft is coming up soon. If you guys don't know what that is, it's Nick makes a draft class with past XCFL Hall of Famers, but not all of them get in, so it's pretty fun. And then so for today, we try to do the top five guys we'd all want to see in that draft. And, you know, we had a couple overlaps, so we talked it out, and then we all found, so we all have five unique guys we'd like to see in. I think that pretty much sums it up, right?
Well, you say we chatted out, but I mean, like, you're...
We didn't this guy,
and you're like, no, I have him. And that's
yeah, exactly.
Went.
Well, so. Yeah. I'm the one who uploads, so I get to. I get to. No. We'll start with Jared.
First off the board, I'm going to take Jarvis Downs. This is the guy that changed life for the New York Giants at the tight end position. The guy before me had this super crappy slow dude. And then we drafted him late in the first round. He was like 23 and just an absolute monster. 90 speed, I think, is what it was. Good route running, had hands for days.
Do you remember how tall? Like 6'3"?
Yeah, he was not tall. 6'3", I didn't want to say that part, but yeah.
No, I was just curious. Speed's going to win over height anyways. That's a good pick. JMO, who are you taking?
That's a bullshit pick. So I tried to get one unique guy in here that I knew nobody else would have. And a constant complaint in the chat is how everyone's quarterback throws like trash. So I figured I'd go out and get the general Ethan Nance from Tampa Bay. I really wanted to get a quarterback with speed since we don't really seem to see much. But we don't really have much in the Hall of Fame for that. So I went with the guy, Ethan Nance, who's with the Bucks, and he had a career completion percentage of 77%, 242 touchdowns, 42 picks, which is just a wild number. And then if you get this guy, it'll fix your quarterback problem, right? And you'll never throw an interception again, and you'll have a high completion percent for the whole season, right? So
guaranteed.
I think if he went in, he'd have to be a first round. He would have to be a first round pick, even though a lot of guys have their quarterbacks. I don't know, but I wanted to get a quarterback in there since some teams still have trashy quarterbacks, and maybe he would make that final list.
Dude,
he wasn't either. I think he was like 85 speed. Like he wasn't have, like
I couldn't remember. Yeah, he had 36 rushing touchdowns too, and 6 seasons, which is actually a lot. But I couldn't remember how fast he was. I didn't think he was quick, but
and that was before like the read options were like a big play in Madden too.
That might have been before read options existed in Madden. That was Madden 20.
It was a while ago, yeah.
We kind of talked about it. It would be cool because Witherspoon will be in the Hall of Fame because he has so many passing and throwing touchdowns compared to everyone else this cycle. So
yeah. Witherspoon would be an easy choice if we did this next year. Like, Witherspoon would be the first guy to pick.
Yeah, so you're going to get a juiced-up guy with speed the next time we do this. But,
yeah, that's somebody you're looking at. That's, like, somebody you're looking at. Even if you have a good starting quarterback, like, change it up and have that kind of speed. That's just fun.
I was going to say, since you mentioned it, JMO, if you had Ethan Nance that cycle, say you trade for Ethan Nance, right? Like Kylo flips him for a lot. And then imagine the nerve it would take to complain about him in chat when the season before he throws like 60 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and you're like, this guy sucks.
Yeah, that would be tough. It would be like someone taking over for Wings with the Vikings and doing that after he was like he was a lock for the Hall of Fame, and now he's not. Like he has just fallen off so hard.
So one guy I would like to see, and I think he was in the last one, but with streaks being so good, I'm going to Akeem Spriggs, 6'1". He was like 98 speed, I think. He had like 36. He had 36 interceptions in his career on 6 seasons, but I think that number would be maybe even a little bit higher this Madden. Maybe not though. And then you also, you know, you get the premier field goal block capability too. And this Madden actually lets you block field goals, so I think you really would be an impact. But yeah, get you.
Guy you always subbed in. Yeah, that was him, right? The blocker. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He, crazy. That's too much speed to not put in to try to get those blocks. You know what I mean? Nick's got 10 field goal blocks listed on his plaque.
You don't, you didn't even want to kick like extra points against you because it was like, oh, he's going to come in and block this one. That was field goal blocks, not extra point blocks.
So yeah, it's like in my opinion, a little bit better Keelan Barnes, because he's taller and they're like the same speed. So I think I think he would go top 10 for sure, maybe top 5 in a Legends draft. Back to you, Jared.
For the second one, I'm gonna go with what I think was the best Madden generated running back. Tobias Trotter. He was like 97 speed, 97 Excel. Granted, this is when 2020, when the abilities were turned on, but he had the 99 Excel and change of direction and all that stuff. So he got Acrobat and Jukebox, or not Acrobat, but Human Joystick and Jukebox. He was stupid and would still be a great one because he was 6'1 and like 232.
Who drafted him?
That was my running back.
Who drafted your first guy?
Who drafted... What do you mean, who drafted
him? Who drafted Jarvis Downs?
I drafted him.
Oh, rest in peace when Nick hears it.
I drafted him. This is going to be the Jared's Legends draft.
Chimo, do you like that? Do you like halfback going there?
Yeah, I do. I didn't know that he was that fast. I remember him, and he put up he was putting up big stats, but I was in a different division, or I was in the other conference, so I never really played him. Was I Colts that year?
No, that was when I was the Steelers, Tosh was the Browns, Regan was the Ravens, and then the alternating revolving door of the Bengals.
Maybe we're
Giants. I might have been the Bucks that year.
Giants, Eagles? Or Bucks? Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, I like the running back. This will actually be a good transition into mine because I think the running backs this whole cycle, honestly, have sort of been trash. It's like I really like Boone's guy that came out. Like he came out as like super nice. There's a couple guys at 95 speed, and like that's it. There's really hasn't been much in running backs, so I do like that. I was looking for a fast guy myself. I went back to Madden 17 with Deion Gates. I wasn't even here yet, I don't think. I'm not sure. But this is back when the XFL didn't play very long, so he made it 4 seasons, which back then, that was probably like 2/3 of their cycle. And allegedly, he was like blazing fast, and he did end up with 6,300 yards in 4 seasons and 1,300 receiving yards in the 4 seasons.
What'd you say? Or what name?
Deion Gates. He was from the Vikings in Madden 17. Everyone talks about him as like the fastest one. I don't know if that's true or not, but
he got the left stick rule implemented too.
Oh, nice. See, you were here back then, so you could advise a little more. I just know what I've heard. From what I heard, he was awesome and fast, and that's something we haven't seen much. So I would take. I'd put him in. I think he would be a nice change of pace from our current drafts.
I definitely could be wrong. I don't really remember. I want to say he was like 96 speed, but he had like 99 agility or something like that. And I don't think change of direction existed back then.
Yeah, probably not. I also doubt that's back when we were using XP for leveling up too. So
where you could like level up your own stat that you wanted. Yeah, like you got enough XP to put a speed chip in. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely back then. That was definitely back then.
I feel like that probably could have helped him. I don't know. That was a long time ago. I don't even remember that game. That's 6 years ago. So just throwing an old head in.
I like the two picks there. And like you guys say, it's a position Madden hasn't really made this cycle. So contrasting pick here would be they've made a ton of these guys, but I still think this guy would find a home and get use. And that's Barry Brooks. He's 6 foot. What was he? 99 speed, 99 excel at the end,
and like 99 jumping,
and like 90 trucking or something.
Yeah, it was crazy.
This dude racked up in 8 seasons. He racked up 13,480 yards and 188 total touchdowns. And so, like, imagine Nick gets this guy for a wide receiver 5 or something. Kick return touchdowns with this guy, punt return, streaks, anything. The motion, the RPO motion play against man coverage. I think you can go out and you can get a 98 speed guy in any draft, but there's levels to him too. So I still think Barry Brooks would be a hot commodity. I don't know in this how rosters are already, because if you want a speed guy, you most likely have him. I don't know if he goes in the top 5 this Legends draft, but I think someone's still going to be super stoked to snag him.
Yeah, he might not.
I think a lot of the teams that are picking top 5 don't have that guy.
That's true.
That's a fair point.
You think he goes in the top 5 too, Jared?
Until he said that, where the people in the top 5 don't necessarily have that guy, I was thinking no, because of how many 99 speed receivers have came out, but I guess Nick got all of them. So.
And then your third pick, I'm excited to hear. How many more Hall of Famers do you have?
That was the last one that I had, actually, I picked. But the next one I have is Jacoby Askew. He was a gigantic wide receiver, like 6'5", could jump. He wasn't like a burner, but he had good speed and his route running was crazy. He was in the last Legends draft. And I who drafted him? Me.
There we go.
That all got comes rookie. Back.
He got Rookie of the Year that season. It's fine. But his jump ball catching was ridiculous. And what I've realized is, like, the speed thing is cool, but these two, the Cam Sullivan and this Cole Ellerby that I drafted this year, which are both over 6 foot and have, like, crazy jumping, that spec catch is massive, dude. They just win jump balls all the time.
Okay, I'm slightly sad about that pick because, yeah, Askew's dope, but this would have been the inaugural eligibility for Austin Hambrick, and you skipped him. Yep. That's crazy. J-Mo, who are you taking?
Hambrick only survived because of Boone.
Shout out to Justin Tuck.
So for my next one, I decided to go to a little again, just like a unique guy. So I went back to Madden 20 and took Kentavious Sutherland from the Ravens. He was 6'4", 205, so he could play sub linebacker. Ended up with 51 interceptions in 12 seasons, which isn't a lot, but 165 pass deflections. I feel like even in a year where we have complaints about slots, there's no way that it would be that bad this year, right? 51 picks to 165 deflections. That's crazy.
I think that was the year safety stood still, too. So that's why he still made it in.
You're right. So he probably should have had like 100 interceptions.
Yeah, he'll drag those this time.
Yeah, but still, so he's got like the huge size. Safeties have sort of sucked. So he, I mean, this guy would have to be a top five pick because safeties have just been so awful.
It would be huge.
And so he'd be starting safety, starting sub for at least half the league for sure. I think that would, and I don't really remember a lot. I don't remember who was the Ravens. Was that Regan? I didn't want to pick guys.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I didn't want to pick guys for guys that aren't playing anymore, but Jared took all of his own guys, and I didn't want to pick all my own guys because I get shamed in chat. So I took this guy. I thought he'd be a lot of fun.
Well, sadly, another Regan guy. I had the chance to take Kenny Davis. I took the other guy who was supposed, he was faster, I think, 6'3 as well. I don't remember. There was three really good corners this draft. Two of them got plaques, and one of them I took and ruined his career. But Kenny Davis, 6'3, 204 pounds. He ended up with 9 touchdowns, 44 interceptions in 6 seasons. And he's probably like 95, 94 speed. Maybe 96. So I think
this was before like the great and elite and stuff was on the side. You just had to go off of what.
No, this was the first year of the words.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember Regan didn't actually know it was completely off the words, and I did, and that's how I got to take the guy with that said great or elite speed or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Because I had, like, pick 1 and 4, and he had, like, 2 or 5 or something stupid. Which now is Sim, because the Texans did it. But, yeah, so I'm taking Kenny Davis. I think, I still think Spriggs would go higher than him in a fantasy draft, just for the speed for this Madden. It's going to be, like, if your guy gets a plaque, Jared, he's going to be a top 3 pick in future Legends drafts, in my opinion. Okay. So... Pick 4, I guess, for you, Jared. Let's see how he ties back to your franchise somehow.
No, this one doesn't. This one doesn't. But I'm going to go with the big defensive tackle, Kevin Basie. This was one of those guys that no matter who you have at defensive tackle, this dude would start in front of him. He was a big dude. He was fast with great Excel. This dude was just an absolute monster. And this one, when we actually had him in game before the Legends draft, there was this one stupid ass user that traded him to Nick, along with another stupid good wide receiver.
After making the playoffs for the first time ever, they literally, those two players drug them there. I remember that. Whatever happened to that guy, I wonder.
But, yeah, Kevin, that dude, like, his stats were so stupid just based off his size and speed and strength.
Nick always brings it up on that spreadsheet thing we used to use as, a draft tool back then. Kevin Basie was always, like, the highest graded prospect we've ever seen in our draft back when we were using that thing.
Crazy good. You with him and the Gordon Todd pick, you probably had the best draft ever.
I think he made Jim leave. I was like sacking him every time. He was sending me in-game messages or whatever. After it says, don't do that. And then he, like, once it was 28-0, he had the wrong playbook. And it was like, all right, bud.
And then he's user intercepting, switching, and user picking. And then he's like, oops, like, bro. And then he punts it back instead of, like, just doing a field goal or something. So
yeah.
It's like, what the hell are you doing, bro?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was borderline crazy because when I started in the league and I played him, I'm like, what type of kiddie shit is this? Like, what is this league? This guy's out of control. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I don't know if I can do this. This is bullshit.
And now, arguably, it's worse, you know? Commission's easy to get.
Yeah, I'm about to beat it. 99
speed runners
in about 24 hours. So,
I like that. You user the DT or let him run wild himself. Either way, that's a good pick for sure. I think.
I don't even think you user him. You user the guy sitting next to him and then let him eat too. Like he was crazy.
If you're guac and you're sitting there, do you take him and let him run next to you? Like your cheeks, 100%. And then he's next to you, and you guys are just wreaking havoc.
That'd be wild.
I think he would be a top 5 pick. Like,
I don't think he got a plaque,
five.
Though, technically.
How are these guys all top 5 picks? That's crazy.
Was he a Hall of Famer?
Well, him and the Barry Brooks. I think Brooks becomes a top five pick because of the name and how much it's used. But
I don't know if Brooks is one this Madden.
He might not be if you compare him to some of these other guys. Like, I mean, how many of these guys could be top five picks? Only five of them, right?
Five. I mean,
that does math. Five.
That does math out.
I don't know if Basie actually got a plaque. Because I think Nick was feeling weird about giving all his teams plaques. But obviously, he got over that fear in future Maddens. J-Mo, who's your fourth?
God, guys, you're going for the throat today. I went with a guy who inspired a rule change, actually. None other than the freak show tight end, Riley Leak. He's a 6'8" tight end. In four seasons, he had four Pro Bowls, 6,200 yards, and 64 touchdowns. And he single-handedly incorporated the hard cap at 70-30. So you can't be – we used to allow breaking 70-30 if you were losing. And then that was eliminated because of this very man putting up freak show stats. And again, and he only made it four seasons, but this is Madden 19 when we were only making it like six seasons or so, I believe. Now we're going, 10, 11. So,
yeah, quarantine year was the year that it really started going up.
This is the top five pick. No, I'm just kidding. do you know his weight too? Is it crazy?
266.
Yeah.
266. Yeah, so it's pretty good. Tight ends haven't been very fast. I think he would probably slot in with how fast the tight ends have been, with the exception of two guys. Most of them are like 85 speed. And I think that's what this guy was too. I don't think he was burning fast, but he was tall. And back in Madden 19, I don't know if height really mattered as much. Maybe a little bit, but not as much as it did the last two. So I think he'd be a lot of fun to play with, though, for sure.
Was 19 the one with Odell on the cover? That was the one where the spec catch was just outrageous.
Yeah, but anybody could do it.
That's true, too. Yeah, I had this practice squad guy for the Eagles and Broncos, Jordan Taylor, or for the Broncos, and I played him on the Eagles, and you could just throw it up and hit Y, and he would catch anything. And
Odell was only 5'11", so he couldn't make it height-based. Otherwise, the star athlete that they made the game that they made it for wouldn't be able to do it. So,
yeah, that was not a good Madden.
That was not a good Madden.
No, I don't think Odell was on the cover for Leak though. But yeah, Leak would be a stud, especially now that we high point stuff. All the time.
He'd be a lot of fun.
So my last DB, the 6'4" safety that Wings took, Tavarus Northrup, and he took him. I was stoked because I really thought I was going to get this guy in like the second or third round pretty late, but Wings took him and it worked out because now this guy's a legend player instead of capping out at 70 overall. And he had 9 touchdowns, 50 interceptions. This was one of the first, like, this dude could play sub linebacker, like one of the first elite subs. And I think you would get him and you would play him right back in the sub. And I think, 38.5 sacks. Like, this guy was like 90 man. Probably 99 zone, maybe 99 man and zone. And he had, tackling, hit power, play recognition, block shedding. He had it all, He was like your best linebacker and your best defensive back in the same player.
True.
And then I think, he was in the last one. Honestly, this guy should go one overall because he had the speed. He was over 90. He's 6'4". He can play sub.
No, everyone needs next guy goes number one overall.
I think this guy goes one overall. He should, but let's hear yours.
Brian Donald, the legend himself. 6'3", 220, 96.
He doesn't go over Northrop. He doesn't go over Northrop.
He was the most incredible Madden person I've ever played with. Brian Donald.
Does he have a plaque or he just making it?
No,
up
he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
He's just making his own rules. I swear, I don't think Basie has a plaque either.
No, but if we are going, like, Brian Donald would be my pick. We only had three seasons or something with him after I drafted him. But going with a guy that has a pick, I agree with you. If we're going off of Plax, Northrop is the number one overall pick. But
no,
I
not
also
just learned, Plax, though. He was the same guy, 6'4", higher ratings. Well, they were both, maxed out by the end, but...
No, I didn't actually put Brian Donald on my list because he doesn't have a plaque. That's what I was saying. You're right. Northrop is the number one pick. I was just fucking with you with the Brian Donald thing. But I did go with the safety, too. I went with Malachi McNeil because he's not like the Northrop crazy fast.
That's a Wilson guy, too. It was cool to see someone go from, the college game all the way into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. He was tall. He wasn't, like I said, he wasn't crazy fast, but he was over that 90 speed, which is a big thing for this Madden. He could jump out of the building. He was great in coverages. He would be one of my big places to put in there. Honestly, if you fill the legend draft with all crazy safeties that have ever came through, I'm fine with it.
For real. As much as I like that guy, I would take Donald. I would take Donald second in the whole draft, right behind Northrop, honestly. He was legit. And you played him in the slot too, right? Like, he played everywhere.
Everywhere but sub. I could have put him in sub, but I never had him at sub. He played corner and
would you now though with user picks?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Jamo, who's your last guy?
Well, I wanted to wait until Nick got done here and Jared pick all his own guys before I picked my own guy. So I went with a cornerback, CJ Harden, who was my guy for Madden 20. So sort of like how I mentioned Contavious Sutherland, the safety, he was 6'4", and he could play sub, so he'd be bigger and more important. CJ Harden had 62 interceptions to 107 pass deflections and 11 touchdowns. He's 6'2".
In the AFC South, right? Colts?
Yeah.
Or somewhere else?
Yeah. He was picking off you and Hammer. So I appreciate it. Thank you for the love.
Yeah. So really 30 picks in a normal division.
Well, now he would have more because Hammer liked throwing those crossers and he could only use her and swat them. I probably did use her and swat. And that's why I only had 107 pass deflections because I probably missed and gave up a ton of touchdowns. just getting a cornerback, he was 6'2", 190, and he was, I think, 95, 96 speed. So while we've had, 1.64, 95 speed corner come out every draft, there's not a lot of guys, that are 6'2", that have that speed. Most of them are 5'11", 5'8". So I think he'd be a good addition, just a big corner, fast. And he would probably have to have aggressive play ball with that high interception to deflection ratio.
Yeah, speaking of that, with my guy, I would assume your plaque kind of dictates your traits, like going into the Legends draft, not maybe necessarily what you had back then. So my guy's a middle linebacker. 29 interceptions in 12 seasons, but 180 passes defense, 15 forced fumbles, 7 touchdowns, and almost 1,200 tackles. Riley Kane, the 49er, the reason I like this guy so much, I've neglected the linebacker position, I think, and it hurts in the run game. And you add a guy like this, and like what I'm saying, what you're saying, I would think he has to have an aggressive play ball. And I just played the Eagles a couple weeks ago, and Kaiser White with aggressive. It just completely changes how linebackers play. I mean, debate about what you want on safeties, corners, I don't know. But linebacker, I witnessed it firsthand. It was like the LeBron poster on the old Cleveland Stadium. We were all witnesses. Like, a linebacker with aggressive play ball just changes their life. So I think this guy would have it. I think... I know a lot of guys put stock in the linebacker, but I know a good amount of us didn't too. So I think this kind of Legends draft would be a top commodity. I'm not saying top 5 pick or anything. Not aggressive, even top 10.
Aggressive play ball though, if he did, because I wanted to pick this guy too, because he had so many interceptions. And again, this is before we usered all these guys, before we allowed user picks. So these are just natural organic picks or, you know, tip catches. I feel like he would have to be aggressive.
He has to be, yeah. If not, don't even put him in.
And then if he was.
But yeah, this is before that change. This is also before the change that linebackers don't animate anymore. Because after that, I think there was like that mutt that ruined it for everybody, and they all switched to sub linebacker safeties, which do the exact same thing, just move better. But they adjusted to where linebackers couldn't animate anymore. So this was before that.
That's true. But he's carrying that over, so he's aggressive play ball. He's got to be. He's got to make it. He's got to be aggressive play ball.
Yeah, 100%.
If you're throwing, like, just say for, I don't know how many picks he had, but say Gordon Federowitz or whatever, Fedorowicz from the...
Oh, the Browns guy?
Browns. Say he has, like, 3 interceptions in his career. If you're making him for the Legends draft, do you just go ahead and give him aggressive to make it a more fun draft?
You don't even put him in. You don't even put him in.
You don't even put him in. Well, I mean, if you would put him in, you're going to give him, like, conservative or balance?
Yep, and he's going to be a second-round pick.
Dang.
Yep.
Or he falls out of the Legends draft.
What about you, Jared? you keeping it realistic to the person, or are you making it a better draft?
I would make it a better draft in the linebacker area. Like, if you're going to – I would keep it realistic for, like, DBs and defensive line and stuff like that with their traits. But if you're going to make linebackers, especially middle linebackers, just give them aggressive play ball. Give them every advantage that they can to be useful. Because if they don't, like the guy that Rob's guy this year, he has conservative and has like 9,000 tackles and has 1 interception. And he's always around the ball. So I think the conservative on linebacker really does affect him.
It does, 100%. Yeah, it completely changes him. Well, I don't know if you guys have anything else. Or, like, what if Nick already knew the traits, though? So, like, what if he knew Kane
then
was
balanced
or conservative? Would you still give him aggressive knowing this, Matt?
You have to.
I would agree. Like, someone who has the numbers on their plaque, even if their trait, because how this man plays, he would be aggressive to make him play like Riley Kane of the past.
Right.
Yeah. 100%.
I do also want to say that was pretty slick to end it with the Nick guy. So we end on a positive note.
Dragon's name. You know, we gave him some critique and then we sent him on his way on a happy note, you know?
After all the stress. If he listened through all the trash, he deserves it, you know?
But in reality, his insane record-keeping, stat-tracking, plaque-making is reasons like we can have shows like this, Legends Draft like this. So shout-out to Nick on that. But we'll go back to roasting in the future. All right, well, I think we can end it there. Still a little bit over what we want to do. We want to hit, like, 25 minutes, but this one's only 31, not bad.
I think it was good. Plus, we got a bunch of guys. Well, at least 2 of us tried to get guys that other people played with, so that they would, you know, it sort of involves more than just ourselves. But
Jared's like, hold up, I didn't take this guy at the time, but I did take him in the Legends draft.
So that a little more trying to evolve, you know, other historical legends. So that's cool.
All right, well, we'll catch you guys on the next one. Thanks for listening.
See you.
Peace.